Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Sea Plan News Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let the. Oh my God. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. Oh my gosh. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, poppin', droppin', droppin' low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. Yeah, this was something special. This was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got me.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seat Plan You Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, just a coach that is able to assist you in every aspect of what's going on with you. All right, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the streets, when you see me at your community event, hey, man, let's connect, but please don't forget the Junior. Shout out to Pops, and we have another Power Pack Podcast, Season 6, Episode 131, entitled Advocate versus Critic. And in this episode, we're going to be going over who you should be listening to, the advocate and critic in your life, as well as 9 thoughts that you need to eliminate right now. Not yesterday. Right now. All right. So can I get to my shout outs? Of course you can. My day one A1 listeners. All right. Executive producers, OGs, people have been with me. Whether you're listening to this for the first time, you've been with me for the first show. Candy Corn Crew, people listening to this in the U.S., outside of the U.S., everywhere you are, no matter what time zone, what earth this might be, wherever you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. There are a million new podcasts happening, and guess what? You took the time out to listen to this one, and thank you. All right? And so, without further ado, can we get to our C Plan Do moment of the week sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland? We're rocking and rolling today. All right, absolutely. So right after a brief word from my sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your C-Plan Do moment of the week is entitled, I'm done. Often we hear it's easier said than done. But honestly, if there are certain behaviors, there are certain things, there are certain habits that are happening in your life right now that you feel is detrimental to your well-being, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, relationship-wise, and you can acknowledge it and you're finished, you're over it, just simply say, I'm done. Now, the words, I'm done, it's going to lead a little bit more than just simply saying I'm done. All right. But when you say I'm done, start the work behind it. Some things might be you can just do it on your own. And that's great. If you can start today, if you can start say, hey, I'm done with eating poorly. I'm done with neglecting my health. I'm done with and dealing with poor relationships. I'm done with not accomplishing my goals. I'm done with the idea that I should come second. If you're done, then say, I'm done. And once you say you're done, again, it might be some things that, hey, you can start doing yourself, right? You can start making a better meal. You can start looking at going to the gym. You can start scheduling that therapy appointment. And some things you might need assistance with. You may need to go to therapy. You may need to get a counselor. You may need to get a trainer. You may need to get a nutritionist. You may need someone or some entity to help you. But you say, but everything starts and everything ends with you saying, I'm done. And that's it. So this is more of a, instead of a, the moment of the week, this could be the moment of your life. Too often, we think that we should allow, that these things should happen. We think that it's okay, and it's not okay. It's okay for you to get what you want. It's okay for you to have the best of the things that you want. So if you feel right now that in your life, those things are not happening, you're not getting what you want, then just simply acknowledge it and say, I'm done. And let that be the catalyst for you to get to start the action to get it done. That is your C Plan Do moment of the week. Easier said than done, but you can be done. All right. So let's get right along to our Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week. Guys, you know we have an intro song. We have a Song of the Week. If you're watching this, unfortunately, you know, we can't play certain music. But guess what? If you already, hopefully you already hit the subscribe button. And if you already hit the subscribe button, keep going down and you'll see the playlist. You see Gary Tries It, as well as the intro and Song of the Week. And that's going to be always posted. The songs that I'm listening to, what I'm listening to. You follow along with the vibe. Two side bass, Las Vibras. You know the vibe. So right after a brief word from another amazing sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollywood chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get you confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls is down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and all the heavens right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. All right, let somebody show some money.
You most certainly have the green light. All right, and so let's get to our entree of the week. Now, guys, if you've been following along, you know, we have some amazing shows. I know that this show is sort of a replacement show. I know I wanted to do an R&B show, but we're going to get to it. All right, but our entree of the week is entitled Advocate versus Critic. And so with this episode, let's go right into the advocate versus the critic. In your life, I want you to, if you will, I want you to imagine that you're driving a car. And in the back seat, there is an advocate and there's a critic. And the advocate is someone who advocates for you, who sings your praises, who cheers you on. Yay, you can do it. Who celebrates your wins. Who is there for you and celebrates those wins and is there to encourage you and push you. And they should be there. And next to that person is the critic. Now, most of us already know the critic. Unfortunately, the critic is there. And what does a critic do? Criticizes, diminishes, devalues. It tries to take away. It tries to be that one negative Nelly, that Debbie Downer, that wet blanket Willie. And tries to say, hey, you can't do that. You can't start a podcast. Hey, you can't, you're not smart enough for this. Hey, you shouldn't go for that promotion. Come on now. You know you can't try to date this person. You know how you look. You know how you sound. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. People don't like you. And so the critic is there. They're there. And they're in the back seat too. And too often, especially in my experiences, because one of the things I need to actually, starting today, I'm going to add in my intro, outside of the, you know, mindset and business coach, relationship coach, I'm going to add hope dealer and permission giver. Because often when I have a person come to me for a client as a client, I'm often giving them permission to do what they want to do. If you know me, if you've been around, you know, I'll say, hey, you know, you can do whatever you want, right? Because often the critic is very loud. Because guess what, guys? In my experience, people don't complete their goals. They're not getting what they want, not because they're not smart enough, not because they don't have the resources, not because they don't know what to do. It is solely because the critic is loud. The critic has a louder voice than the advocate. The critic is in the back seat. Or walking alongside you. I don't care if you imagine it. I am using this Psychology Today, and we'll get into that. Psychology Today talked about these 9 negative things you need to stop doing now. You know, but there has been other venues, there's been other people talking about the advocate versus the critic. And the critic is, if your critic is louder, then you typically don't accomplish your goals. You need the advocate cheering for you, promoting you, encouraging you, pushing you. The critic, for the most part, is going to keep you down. Now, some people say, well, we need critique. Oh, I'm not saying that the critic is not valuable. But when you don't have a healthy balance, when you're listening to the critic more than the advocate doesn't have a voice, that's where problems happen. And when I talk about giving permission, I let people know, hey, you can do this. And often I'm the first person that tells them, hey, you can do this. You can do this. So we should start today moving the advocate. Let's move it up in the front seat. And let's put the critic in the trunk. And I'm not the first person to talk about the advocate versus the critic. But if this is your first time hearing it, what is the critic saying about your life? That backseat driver, he's back there. What is he talking? What is he saying? What is he or she saying or it saying? And often we take on the voice that the critic is. We embody that critic. We pick apart ourselves. Most people tell themselves no before anyone else tells them no, before any other institution tells them no, before any school tells them no, before anything. That the critic is there telling you, oh, you can't do it. And it's not to say, guys, that you should not have a healthy critique of yourself. You should. Guess what? While this, of course, you know, I'm going to be in high regard for any show I've done, but this show is honestly a replacement show from an amazing episode that I did with one of my friends. And it was a great episode, except the microphones, you know, I use a little wireless microphones. They weren't up to my standard. And I struggled with either release. I actually did release the episode. So maybe the five people who saw it, you saw the episode. But I could not get past the idea that it was glitching, that it was here and there. And it was really great points. And it was a really, really great show, man. But my critic was like, hey, Gary, this is not good. We cannot release this. And it's okay to have a healthy critique of yourself. Me saying, Gary, hey, you shouldn't release this episode. I even was like, man, you know, I even apologized to my homeboy Ma. I said, hey, man, I'm really sorry. He said, you don't have to apologize, you know, and I felt bad, you know. But what the critic in the backseat wouldn't have done is try to make it seem as though something is wrong with me. We just didn't have the best microphones. So you know what I've done? I said, oh, no, I'm bringing my Big Bertha out next time. I'm going to buy another microphone, and we're just going to just wire it in. We're not going to do any wireless stuff because things could happen. So there's nothing wrong with me saying, hey, I'm not going to release the episode. I posted an apology and kept it moving. No one even asked me about it, you know? But we can redo the episode. I've already talked to Marlon. We're going to look to redo an episode, you know, pretty soon. But for the most part, it's nothing wrong with having a healthy critique of yourself. Nothing wrong with you acknowledging that you can improve. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you're degrading yourself, when you're devaluing yourself, when you're oppressing yourself, that's when we need to shut the critic up. Because the critic can often start bringing up negative self-talk about ourselves that's not true. My show is lit. And I'm not going to let anybody make me feel that it's not. It's a great show. You know, my cousin, shout out to BTB Did That, has been the videographer for a long time. He's the one that told me, hey, man, you got to get this new, you got to get a new phone. You know, he was doing the videography. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I am going to get it. You know, I still want to use him. But for the most part, I do want to be able to record anytime, anywhere that I want, you know, and of course, scheduling and stuff like that. But for the most part, this is just the one stop. I like this camera. It's great. I like the phone. It's great. But now I know, you know, when he shot those videos, they look really, really crisp. And that's great. And a critic in my mind can say, hey, we could do better. Let's get this camera. But what it's not going to say is, hey, man, your show's crap, man. Look at that. You're not even in 1080p, man. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There's going to be a healthy balance. So too often we allow that critic to just overtake the conversation in our mind with that negative self-talk. And sometimes that self-talk can come from other people, places, and things that try to make us feel a certain way. What we need to do, what I'm I am charging you to do is let's start promoting positive talk and removing negative thoughts that overtake us. You know, and again, like I said, we need the critic. It's nothing wrong with having a healthy dose of criticism or feedback that may not be the best. Actually, we see too many people who don't do it. We get those yes men and yes sirs and people don't help out. And then now we look crazy, right? So how can we put that critic in the trunk or have the critic turn that volume down and let's raise up the voice of the advocate? That positive self-talk. So here are nine things right now that you, nine thought patterns that you can stop now. It might take some help, but let's go ahead and activate our awareness so that way we can provide action. The number one, the all or nothing mentality. And what I mean by that is some people say, hey, if I fall short, I'm a failure. That's not true at all. If you fall short, you fell short. On this show, I've talked plenty of times about people and their failures. Howard Schultz, 242 times, was turned down. And you're like, Gary, who's Howard Schultz? Oh, where you get your coffee from? You got it from Starbucks? That's Howard Schultz. But that 243 times, though. J.K. Rowling. They said, man, nobody want to hear a book about wizards. Now they got their whole Howard, you know, they got their whole Harry Potter wizardry planet. They told Walt Disney, man, nobody want to have a mouse for a mascot. Now look at you ready to gear up for the summer. Where are you taking your kids? So those people and everybody has had to suffer some bit of failure. Let me give you a quick example. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how to skate. I've never had the desire to skate. I mean, I actually do. So you know what? Maybe on the next Gary Tries It, I'll get and learn how to skate, right? I do have skates, you know, but I just never really learned how to skate. I mean, I do want to skate. I see how y'all out here really smoothy. I want to be the ones that, you know, walking backwards and all this stuff like that. You know what people are doing? That's cool, right? You know, my daughter, one time when I took her skating, was you know, she felt a little frustrated with what was going on. And she was afraid of falling. So what I did was I said, hey, let's just take 2 minutes out. Let's just look at everybody. And we saw people zooming around. And after those 2 minutes, I said, what did you see? She said, people were skating. I said, did you see anybody fall? She said, yeah, a lot of people fell. I said, because that's going to happen. That's going to happen in skating, that people are going to fall. Even the best skaters fall. And we saw all types of people, young people, old people, all types of people were falling. Failure can happen. It probably is going to happen. You know, but we need to eliminate that, oh, if you fell short this one time, that somehow you have fell short. Oh, everything is wrong. You're a failure. You would not say this to a child who's learning how to walk. You would not say to a child who's trying to walk and they fell, hey, man, wrap it up. You're done. You wouldn't do that. Failure happens. We hold Michael Jordan in high regard because he won 6 championships. Michael Jordan, guys, was not in the league just 6 years. See that? We don't talk about that, do we? Because it's great to highlight the successes. But those Detroit Pistons, they gave him work. Michael Jordan is 6-0, but he was not there for 6 years. He had to fight and scrap to get to the playoffs. So number one, removing that all or nothing thinking. That's not how it works. All right. Number two, overgeneralizing. All right. If one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. That's not true. If you have a car, you know that, right? Your car may need brakes. Does that mean the transmission's going up? No. Your air conditioner need coolant? That doesn't mean you need an oil change. Doesn't mean that your engine is about to die. I mean, please, of course, get your oil change. But if you need to get an engine, a brake job, or you need to change a light bulb, it doesn't mean that the car needs to be scrapped. You don't have to overgeneralize everything. All right? Just because one thing went wrong doesn't mean that everything's going wrong. That doesn't mean that. It just means that, hey, one thing went wrong. Again, that was an amazing, at 131 was a, you know, what we did previously was an amazing episode. But I couldn't release that. But does that mean the whole show is a failure? Hell no. Does it mean I should wrap it up? No. Just means that, hey, we learned something and we learned it didn't work and keep it moving. Just because one thing went wrong doesn't mean everything went wrong. All right. Number three, mental filtering. All right. I've seen this a lot of times. Let's just try it right now. Don't think about an elephant. Most people think about an elephant pops in their mind. All right. Too often we ignore the positive and we dwell on a negative. That's something you need to stop right now. It's not to say that you can't say, hey, what are some things we need to improve? What you can equally say is, hey, what went well? So start practicing that. Even if something messed up, you like, oh man, we screwed this up. Well, what went well? Well, this went well. What we need to improve on is this. That changes your mindset when you still can acknowledge, even if something that didn't went right, that didn't go your way, it didn't go right, you can still say, hey, what went well? Well, this went well. This went well. Even going back to the episode, what went well with the previous episode? What went well was actually having the topic, having the artist, and going over it. What didn't go well? The microphone. Does it mean that everything's ruined? Does it mean that everything's trash? What else went well? Hey, we had a really good location. All right. What went well? Those things went well. What didn't go well? The microphone. That's it. One thing out of all these other things that worked. So avoid mental filtering. Just trying to, now you got amnesia on the things that went well. Things went well. Even if it can be one thing, something went well. I highlight that. You can highlight also what didn't go well, but don't forget that things did go well most of the time. All right. Number four. I'm so surprised that people are not in better shape, because you know what we do with number four? We jump to damn conclusions. Oh, we jump to conclusions. Oh man, we jump to it. Rushing to an assumption, even though it is not supported by facts. My career has been aggressively, actually, help assisting people in reframing their conclusions. There's a gentleman that I'm thinking about. When I was on the suicide line, and we have a frequent caller, and this guy always talks about, hey, how he wants a girlfriend, and now he can't find a girlfriend. And when I gave, you know, I'm like, okay, well, have you checked online? Oh, it won't work. Why won't it work? Oh, it won't work. I tried it one time. Okay. Well, you going to the mall? Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. Nobody's there. In the mall? In the mall. Okay, well, online dating, you know, maybe you need to travel somewhere else. Oh, they're not there. How often do we jump to conclusions? We jump and we don't even have no fact. We have no facts to support it. So the next time you jump to a conclusion, what I want you to do is take out a piece of paper and I want you to list the facts that support that conclusion. List the facts. What supports this idea? What supports this conclusion? And then just take a moment and review it and ask yourself, is this true? Stop jumping to conclusions. Number five, making everything a catastrophe. All right. So I think it's catastrophizing. There it is. I think it's that. Catastrophizing. Making everything such a catastrophe. Oh, oh man. Everything is wrong. Everything is ruined. You're magnifying things way out of proportion. You didn't do well on the test. Does not mean that now you need to just chalk it up, drop out of school, and see if you can come on this show. No. You not doing well on a test does not mean you should drop out of school. You not doing well at hosting an event or starting a business, or maybe a date went wrong, or you were in a relationship, it didn't work out, does not mean you should be celibate. You should just go ahead and get some... hit up your local monastery and become a monk. Doesn't mean that. You started a business. Let's say you didn't get any sales that day. Does not mean you need to commit insurance fraud by arson. It just means we need to work what's going on. So stop making everything a catastrophe. Catastrophizing. It got to be that. It's actually an amazing word. Catastrophizing. Stop magnifying things way out of proportion. That's honestly where a lot of anxiety attacks happen, because they're worrying about future things that haven't happened yet, that may not even happen, but it's so big. It's so huge. Don't magnify things out of proportion. Number six, identifying with emotion. What does that mean, Gary? That means you believe the way you feel is the way you or the situation is. So because you feel like a failure, does that mean you're a failure? You identify as failure? That's not how it works. All right? That's not how it works. Just because you believe it at that moment doesn't mean that it is. You believe the way you feel is the way you are, and that's not true. All right? And so the quicker we realize, hey, that's not true just because you feel like that in the moment, and you know that's that, of course you know, oh, I feel like a failure. Okay, you can feel that way. You may feel like, oh, man, I messed up. And it's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, but you know what? Just because you feel that way doesn't mean you need to identify that with emotion. Identify with facts. Identify with facts, not emotion. Number seven, using should statements. Oh, it should have been this. Oh, I should have did it a million years ago. I should have done it. Oh, I should have already started this. Blah, blah, blah. Should have, would have, could have. Right? Stop using should statements, because that sets you up. When you use a should statement, it sets you up for self-blame. Oh, I should have. And I hear that plenty of times. Oh, I should have gotten my degree. Well, guess what? There's a reason why rearview mirrors are smaller than your front windshield. We're not going to keep looking back on what should have happened. We can look at the here and now. No point. Have a small... You know, remember things you need to remember from the past to help you now. But dwelling in it? Nah, we're not doing that. Don't set yourself up by using those should statements. I should have done this. Because then you start beating yourself up. Number eight, labeling yourself and others. So sometimes we try to just simply say, oh, it's just because I'm not smart enough. We are not willing to acknowledge the complexity and nuance of things. You going back to school, oh, I'm not smart enough to go back to school. Why are you not? I have talked to people about that in the last 3 weeks. Oh, I need to go back to school. Okay, go back to school. I can't because of my schedule. Okay, well, why don't you just go to online school? Oh, I can't handle that. Are you on social media? Yes. How often are you on social media? Almost every day. Then you can go back to online school. You go back to school online. I tell everybody that. So labeling yourself as a failure, labeling yourself as a procrastinator, labeling yourself as a something negative. And that's that critic trying to say that. Oh, well, you know, you're a procrastinator. You can experience procrastination. Sure. You can experience laziness. But when you label yourself this, then your body and your mind starts to adopt that mentality, that mindset. So when you label yourself, then you start being that. I think, therefore I am. So if I think that I'm an amazing podcaster, then you know what happens? Then my behaviors and actions align with me being an amazing podcaster. So y'all see what I did there? So I can't allow myself to have maybe a episode that would have been really great, but we had to scrap it temporarily. Doesn't mean that, I'm terrible. No, I'm not. Not at all. Not at all. It just means that we had a little setback. We go from there. But stop labeling yourself and allowing that negative label to define who you are. There are complex situations. Everything's not as just cut and dry as you want it to be like that. Oh, I'm a failure because things didn't work out with this one thing. Number nine, personalizing. You're making it personal. And what I mean by that is seeing yourself as the cause of external events. Three things that you're in control of: what you think, what you say, and what you do. Every single day, I've said that all the time. You are not in control of the weather. You're not in control of other people. You're not in control of other situations. You only control of you. So I had a person that, they wanted to have a job fair, right? And they were like, they did everything they could do. And they said, I just want 100 people to show up. And I asked them, what if 98 people showed up? What if 75 people showed up? Because it started raining like a lot, right? So clearly that might have affected that. And this is where you focus on your outcome. This is where you don't focus on the outcome. You just focus on your performance. Because if you try to personalize every single thing, you can't control if you're a business owner. It's been plenty of times that I've had early on, I've had some workshops and no one showed up. I'm not going to personalize that. I'm not going to say, oh, it's on me. It could be other things, because I've had workshops where a lot of people showed up. So avoid personalizing and seeing yourself as the cause for external stuff. It rained and people didn't show up to your event. Oh, that's on you. That doesn't even make sense. You can't control the rain. Could you control it being at another venue in the event that it rains? Sure. But you can't control certain things. And that's really it. So again, let me run it back really quickly. Number one, removing. And these are things that you need to start eliminating now. That all or nothing mentality. Number two, overgeneralizing. Number three, mental filtering. Number four, jumping to conclusions. Number five, catastrophizing. Stop that magnifying, getting out of proportion. Number six, identifying with the emotion. Just because you think it doesn't mean that it is. Number seven, using should statements. Remember, we're not going to set yourself up by saying, oh, I should have done this. I should have been this. But you're not. Number eight, labeling yourself and others. Everything is not as simple as that. You can't acknowledge those complexities. And number nine, personalizing. Everything that happens is not a result of you. Don't blame yourself for external events. Okay? That is the end of this episode, guys. Listen to this episode. If you've been struggling with that critic, if that critic is in that backseat with that bullhorn trying to blare off to you and trying to make you feel a certain way, go back and listen to this episode. Take those notes. Right? Take those notes. You can catch each and every episode hot, fresh, ready to go every week. If you missed an episode, go back. You can check out the website. It's chock full of all the episodes. Seedplandoshow.com. All right. I'm streaming everywhere. Everywhere you want me to be, I'm streaming. Okay? You can listen to me in the car while you're washing clothes, while you're working out. All right? You can check me out in 1080p or 720, I guess, sometimes. Mostly 1080p. All right? If you want to be a guest on the show, please let me know. All right? You want to be a guest, you want to promote on the show, I have subscription opportunities, let me know. And as always, you guys are the best part of the show. I know I bring the content, I know I bring the guests, or I bring it out. But if you weren't watching, if you weren't listening, if you weren't providing feedback, I'm pretty sure I would probably just stop. But can't stop, won't stop. You are the best part of the show. So until we see each other again, guys, because we'll see each other. Until we talk again, because we'll talk. And until we share those special, special moments again, guys, always remember, if you don't have anything else for me, always remember, guys, see what you want to do. Plan that thing out. And when you look around and that critic is not as loud and that advocate is cheering for you and raving for you, get in the game and do it. All right, your life coach loves you. Hey, write down three things you love about yourself. All right, same life coaching time, same life coaching channel. See ya.